He said, J.C., I'll get you a job in the dairy. You know better than Bill. And I said, well, I was working in this road construction with this fella and making good money, I thought. And I think that's one thing that our young people, I had a nephew that did the same thing. I sent him to Tech 2 years, and he got to goofing off, and he got in pipeline work in the summer, and he said, I'll never need, you know, I can always make plenty of money. And 2 years later, he realized his mistake, and he came back. Well, he met this young lady in Ohio and married her, and she says, I'll marry you if you finish college. And he says, Uncle Jim, what's wrong with women? I said, nothing wrong with women. I said, he said, well, I want to marry, but she won't marry me unless I go back to school. I said, well, you've got to go back to school if you marry then. That sounds pretty plain to me. But anyway, they got married. She was an orthodontic. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Works on baby teeth. She did the welding on those things. And she came to Monroe with him and got her a job, and he finished school. And now he's got a real good job, you know, in security. And that's the reason that I tried to instill in him. Hey, Bob.
Tell me about your parents, where they were born and what sort of work they did.
Well, I had to do a little research last night. My father was born in Mississippi, and I couldn't find out where.
Uh-huh.
My mother was born in East Carroll.
Around that plantation?
No, Bearwalla Plantation.
Where's that?
South of town. An uncle of mine told me this last night.
What was your mother's maiden name? What sort of education did they have, your parents?
I really don't know about my father, but very little. My mother, I think, finished the fifth grade in school. My daddy, I'm sure, was basically the same from the information I can pick up.
Did they farm all their life?
No, my father was a kind of a business type man, and he worked for this railroad company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something to do with constructing railroads.
What about your mother?
She was a housewife.
Tell me about your grandparents on your mother's side. Were they?
I never knew them. I can't get any information on them.
Did you ever hear anyone say what country they came over, Williams?
Their mothers, I mean, her mother, people. And the Donovan side of the family. Wait a minute, let me back up. They came from, they call themselves Scotch, because they always said you're a Scotch-Irishman, you know. And the Donovan side of the family came, like I say, they dropped the O somewhere along the line. They came from Ireland, their forefathers.
Where was on your father's side, do you know much about your grandparents, where they were born?
No, ma'am.
Tell me about your wife. How old is she?
Thank goodness she's older than I am. She's 56. She was born in West Carroll Parish.
Is she a Baptist Christian?
Yes, ma'am.
What sort of education did she have?
She finished the seventh grade.
Were her parents from West Carroll Parish?
No. They came. Her mother's people live in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. What about her father, if you know?
They came out of Mississippi. And where they came from there, he was an Irishman.
Mm-hmm.